It's called the Informal Family Law Trial Pilot Program, and it started officially last month in Iowa's 7th Judicial District, which includes five counties, Scott, Clinton, Jackson, Muscatine, and Cedar. Two district judges helped plan the test and are the first to implement it, Henry Latham and Nancy Tabor. Both worked in family practice before their appointments to the bench, and both now spend half or more of their time on family law cases. Judge Latham says he was voluntold to participate. He was assigned to it, but wanted to anyway.
The typical trial, or traditional trial, I guess you would say, is not much different from what you see on TV. The attorneys represent the litigants in front of the judge. The judge presides over the matter, or the parties are self-represented and present their case to the judge. This is much different because the judge asks all the questions of the litigants, even if they're represented, and additionally, there's no rules of evidence. Everything comes in.
Their hope is that the system will be more user-friendly for divorce, legal separations, paternity, child custody, visitation, and child support cases.
Because there is a process. You file your petition, the other party still has the regular time to reply, and then they both have to agree. Both parties have to agree that this is how they want to handle it.
Judge Tabor says a state task force first looked at other states and chose the system of family law being used now in Oregon.
And they gave us a guideline of how they want the informal trial to be handled and some guidelines on how they want the process to be handled. And so we were working within those guidelines, but were given discretion to make it work for how our district schedules and how our cases are processed here and what we felt that the judges here would need in order to do a good job at this.
One reason for the new procedures is that more people are representing themselves in family law cases.
And so they come in here and they don't have the proper paperwork. They haven't filed things in the correct order. They don't have the necessary information that us judges need to make a good decision. And so we're either sending them away, and we're told we can't tell you why, because ethically we can't give them legal advice. So this procedure is going to allow us to have conversations with people and ask the questions to get the information we need.
Latham says giving judges a greater role will allow for more of a conversation with the parties and perhaps a less adversarial process.
They'll be able to tell the judge exactly what issues need to be resolved. They'll be able to state their case, submit all of their exhibits and evidence without concerning themselves with the rules of evidence. And then the judge can ask all the appropriate questions to get at the meat of the issue and resolve it and hopefully have a better decision for these individuals, because we'll be able to gather all the necessary information to make a good decision.
And speed should also be a big advantage of the new system for family law. Cases now can take a minimum of 2 months, but often quite a bit longer.
And I think that's an important factor, to have that quick decision. And they can feel good about the process, number one, that they've been able to tell their story, and that they can walk away within days having a decision. Because sometimes these families are in limbo for weeks on end, and it's not their fault, it's not the judicial system's fault, it's just due to the workload.
And they emphasize an official record of the hearings will still be available if either side wants to appeal. Tabor and Latham also hope family practice attorneys won't feel left out. They advise people to consult with attorneys even if they decide not to bring them to the hearings. And people can still choose the traditional type of procedure, with lawyers presenting their cases in court. I'm Herb Tricks.